A Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media Station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, or in this case, it'll be half hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. It's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Jong, little disgusting of you, sir, on Twitter. If you missed the first hour, we talked some Texans. We talked some government, and somehow we wound up on whether or not it's okay to masturbate at work.
Well, wait, what did I do?
Responding to Fred's dark side, who said cocaine at work or masturbate at work, in your response.
Oh, yeah.
Grow up, John.
I'm not reading that on the air. It's disgusting.
No.
No, you shouldn't.
No, you'd probably have to dump me for that.
How would you feel if your mom read that tweet, John?
Yeah, she doesn't have Twitter.
She could be watching you from afar.
She could, an alias account. That's how she could be keeping track of you. Yeah. Tevin in Pearland says he does it at work all the time, probably three times a week.
Oh, that's so vile.
And somebody else says there's too much shaking hands and people who don't wash their hands at work for that to be acceptable.
That's a fact.
I agree. Now, here's one where I don't really have a problem with it. Fire station, long hours. Those guys have to stay overnight, right?
Listen, yeah, they're a lot of the times they're doing 24-hour shifts.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay. I accept that. And usually at fire stations, you have like an individual room.
Right.
You're not masturbating in like a communal area. That's what I'm against.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's perfectly acceptable.
You know what? I'll tell you the worst. Right. And when I was starting in radio, I would say it was probably my first year, maybe my second year in radio. And I would always get in early. When I did morning radio and I was single and in Austin, oftentimes I would just sleep on the floor of the studio.
Yeah.
And like all this soundproofing stuff all over the wall, I would use it for blankets and pillows. I was a total train wreck, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that KRB studio got a lot of use for me back in the old days. Yeah.
But I would get to work early I'd get up early and work on my show. And one night, the station I worked at was a very mom and pop station.
Was this a religious one?
No.
Okay.
It was the company that got bought by those guys, okay. But this was before it was bought. Because I didn't last long once it was bought by Mormons. They were suddenly tired of me working there. But there was a mentally challenged person who worked overnights there. And he worked there because his mom was friends with the GM, and he got him the job as a family favor. This guy had a severe pornography problem, and even for like a handicapped dude, it was outrageous.
Even for a radio guy, then.
Right.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he also this was like in the days where AOL Instant Messenger chat was a thing. And he would chat up chicks, and he didn't care how old they were. So sometimes, a lot on those AOL chat rooms, you'd run across a lot of like young ass girls, and that's a big red flag.
Right.
You just got to say, oh, how old are you? And they're like, oh, I'm 15. You just have to say, oh, okay, cool. Have a good night. And then you move on and try to find, cast your line somewhere else is what you, this guy didn't believe in casting your line somewhere else.
So yeah, you need to go Betty White or something.
Yeah, I get up from sleeping off my my cocaine and whiskey fueled night, and I'm getting on the computer in the studio trying to get the show ready, and there's pop-ups that I can't figure. I can't close them. There's porn all over this thing. I mean, this is in the days where it was hard to battle viruses.
Oh God.
So while I'm trying to fight the porn pop-ups, guess who shows up? My program director. So my program director now thinks that I'm responsible for pulling up this porn. And I'm like, listen, you got me all wrong, okay? There's a possibility that I've, you know, we'll bring a chick up here one night. That might happen.
Yeah.
But I'm not masturbating on a work computer where, you know, other people are going to use that computer throughout the day. I'm not that kind of a person.
The keys stick together sometimes?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay.
Well, long story short, they had to call in, like, the computer guy to fix this thing. And because he wanted to make sure I was telling the truth, he did, like, a history search to see what had been done on the computer
at
what time.
Yeah.
And, of course, it cleared me. And, of course, the other guy, how mad can you get at him? Because he's, you know, he's not all there. It's not like they were going to fire him for it, but they did have a, like, stern talking to him, like, hey, you can't do this at work. Especially because he left up a chat with, like, a 14-year-old girl.
Oh God,
I mean,
no.
It was awful. So, but, yeah, that I almost got fired for someone else masturbating at work, which that may be why I'm so against masturbating at work. Don't masturbate on public computers either.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Like, I've known people who, in the early days of the internet, before everybody had it, that they would masturbate at the library.
What?
That's... You're asking to go to jail. Like, that's not just in poor, you know, hygiene and poor etiquette. That's a crime. But people don't seem to care. People have to get it done.
When we were over at KRBE, we had an overnight guy that was filling in for Yo J. You guys remember Yo J?
Yeah.
For listeners that listen to KRBE, he's voices almost every single commercial over there.
Good
anyway,
dude.
Anyway, I think he was in like LA or something for American Idol. And the overnight part-time guy was using his computer, using a studio to voice a couple of things. And one of the DJs comes in and finds him behind the desk with his pants down and with porn playing. And we had to mark that room for cleaning when Yo-J came back. And I think we've had when I was a part-timer back in the day, we had an intern watch porn on the intern computer, and it was facing like the hallway, so everyone could see it when we were walking by. And yeah, that person got
got fired.
Yeah, they got fired.
Okay.
And it always, and I people always laugh when I tell this during the intern orientation. I tell them never watch porn on our computers because it's happened before. Now, I don't know why people can't wait because these shifts are only 3-4 hours.
It's not. I mean, it's not a long time.
Well, overnight, I remember that story. That guy got whacked too, right?
Yeah, he was a little weird too.
Yeah, but you could look at him and say that guy's gonna masturbate at work. That guy's gonna mess up the computer.
That could be a little fun little game for us. We could point out who we think is gonna get caught masturbating at work.
I've got a list of guys out here. Some of these interns we have now, I'll put odds on them.
Are you thinking of one redheaded one in particular?
No, I wouldn't think Juggalo Trey would do that.
Yeah, I think he's too smart for that.
And by the way, we found out his favorite sport is NASCAR.
Very
today.
Weird.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
Everything about that guy's a surprise.
Yeah.
So, no, we have other people here that if I were putting odds on, I would say one of these nights, Jong's going to walk in here at like 11 o'clock and... All I'll say is Bangy the Sex Bear is probably going to be in use.
Mm. I don't like that.
No. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know how we got on. Well, I know how we got on this. I brought it up. It's my fault.
You did it. Was that the gym of the day?
No.
No, that was just
no
a random
I have
story.
Another gym of the day I'm going to save for tomorrow because we're not going to be here. Manny, the security guard for the San Diego Chargers game, thinks doing it at work is okay.
That's true. He does think that's okay.
Yeah, that one was hilarious. Now, I'll tease tomorrow's gym of the day. It involves placenta.
Ew. I don't like that.
You'll like it even less when I read it.
Okay.
But yeah, I wonder who. Well, I don't know of any host around here who would do that here, but I guarantee there's a few of those interns.
I bet there's some host that would do it.
Yeah. But who
better not name names?
Who has a long enough show? Where?
How long's the Mighty Gwynn on the air every day?
Because
doesn't he
not
do
long.
Multiple shows?
Yeah, but not that long.
Okay.
Sean's here for a very long time.
Sean Salisbury's on for a long time.
Well, Sean's here for 6 hours.
Yeah, but Sean's such a big star, he could just import some woman.
But Sean's already, like, shown his penis off to people. Like, he's willing to do things like that, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, guys.
Mm.
It's a long story.
I was about to transition into this, and I just...
Now, would you do it if you were drunk?
No, but
no. Like I said, I came to work all the time drunk.
We
didn't do it,
and we drink on air here, and nobody sneaks off to rub one out. Come on,
there's a strict. I have a strict policy on this. It's not a bending policy. It just doesn't happen.
Well, if you want to get yourself drunk, and because sometimes you have to get yourself drunk just so that yourself is interested in you. Now, guys, got to go check out my friends at Whitmire's and. So excited I'm going to try to get out there this week. The craft bar, cocktail bar and lounge there is terrific. And Sam Houston Race Park kicks off this week. So how about this? You go out to Whitmire's, have a few drinks, head out to the track, win a bunch of money. They're right around the corner. And they're open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 until 9, Saturdays from noon until 6. Hey, guess what time the races start Saturday? 6 o'clock. Perfect, right? And Fridays they start at 7, so you go out there for a few hours, have you a couple drinks. And the cool thing is you can buy a bottle there if you want to take it with you. You can try everything that they do. They've got so many great products. You can get them all right there at the bar and lounge. And here's another thing they do, private events. And their private events are great. Let's say you're having a bachelor party. Let's say you're having a birthday party. Any of those things work out great. Just go book it. You're going to enjoy it. Also, try their tours. They're fantastic. You go and when for a very small amount, you get to try all of the alcohol they have, and you can see how they make it. Just visit them right now at whitmires.com for info on the tours as well as accommodations for private events. And this is Houston's first distillery. This is Houston's best distillery. And you know what? You know what I got waiting for me at home? Bottle of Space City Vodka. That thing's getting attacked tonight. Visit them today at 16711 Hollister. Go to whitmires.com. That's whitmires.com.
ESPN 97.5.
News vary based on your effort.
Hey guys, if you're driving a car, you probably have a car payment. We all do. It's part of life. And what if we could get your car payment down? And guess what? SlashMyPayments.com has been doing that for Blitzers now since they came on the air with us. And they're going to save you money. And money that should be in your pocket because car dealers are making most of their profit off your loan. They mark up your rate. And they come back and say, oh, we got a great deal for you. Then they mark the rate up. That's money that should be in your pocket. You've earned that with your credit. And if you go to SlashMyPayments.com, they're going to be able to reduce that for you. And the great team over at Ignition Financial is going to help you find the rate you deserve and lower your monthly payments.
Guys, I have seen personally the number go down for me. I've seen the numbers go down for a ton of Blitzers, too. And we're talking about hundreds of dollars per month, not just like you know a couple cents here and there. I'm talking about over $100 per month. That's an unbelievable amount of money you could be saving and that someone else is getting right now. You're just giving it to them and you don't have to. Go to SlashMyPayments.com. It's so easy to take care of. It takes just a couple minutes to fill out the application and you're on your way. Go to SlashMyPayments.com, enter our code BLITZ at the top of the application and start saving some money. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's SlashMyPayments.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass. Brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. I was coming back from Dallas this weekend and going through you know, 45, you kind of go through some areas where you're driving behind big trucks and stuff and rocks fly at your car and your windshield. And I didn't really worry because if I did get a chip in my windshield, I was going to come back and call a glass doctor because they would come out and fix, you know, fix my mirror while I was at work. And that's if you have any needs with your glass, your business glass, mirrors, or anything like that with auto, you can call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
So, Chong, should I be worried that my cough button is flashing and that during the break both my on button and my off button were on?
Also consider he spilled coffee on that earlier in the
day.
Oh,
okay.
So
that's
yes,
probably what happened.
You should be concerned.
Yeah, concerned.
Well, let me see if the cough button works. Is this working? No, it's not.
Nope.
All right.
Uh-oh.
We'll have to get that fixed. That's on me.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That ain't great.
I barely spilled coffee on it. It wasn't enough to do any damage. This thing was acting up before that anyway. But I still take full responsibility and take it out of AJ's check.
Oh, boy. Mm. Well, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to the engineer who's going to have to come in here and fix it.
Yeah, he's going
to
be.
He's always in a good mood when he has to do that.
And you know what? Sometimes these things are my fault, I admit.
Occasionally.
I thought I got it all off there pretty quickly. So I don't know how it seeped down in there. But oh, well.
It's a long story.
No, it's a pretty short story. I spilled coffee. Tried to clean it up. I know there's a big sign out there, no food or drink, but you come in here and try to do 3 hours without having a cup of coffee.
Yeah, Fred can go 3 hours without masturbating, but not 3 hours without a cup of coffee.
No, I have to have something in front of me to drink the whole time. I don't know why.
Otherwise, you'll masturbate.
Probably so. Now that I've had coffee, I kind of have energy for it. Oh, boy. I don't know. There's a lot of talk about the Cowboys are going to let Tony Romo pick which team he wants to be traded to. Do you really think they're
going to trade him?
Well, that's the thing. Do you really think they're going to be able to trade him? I think they're going to have to cut him, and then he's going to have to sign with somebody else. Yeah, pretty simple. And if I'm him, I think I want the Broncos. I think it's probably your best chance, right?
That'd be my preference for sure. I mean, that's your best chance to go into a winning situation. So I think that's where I'd want to be.
Where else do you have a team that
needs a quarterback but is actually good?
Well, that needs a quarterback that's that close that has cap room, which I'm not sure what Denver's cap situation is.
Man. I mean, Buffalo is a job where I'm sure there's going to be some temptation. You know, I mean, there's talent there. You got LeSean McCoy. You've got a decent defense. At least you've got decent defensive players. I don't know if you know, depends on how you coach them, clearly, because we've seen these same guys all be right. Great and garbage. But they had the number one run game in the league last year. They need a quarterback. Maybe that's a possibility, although, I mean, clearly if you Denver's choice won. I mean, after that, you're probably reaching. I guess the other option is if Philip Rivers finds a way to get out of San Diego or out of L.A., that becomes an option too, right?
Do you think they're that close, though? Because I don't.
I don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're as close as Buffalo is. Teams that are close have their quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in general.
There's very few teams that you look at and you say, if they had this guy, they're contenders. And,
I mean.
And I'm not sure they can afford him.
Or the Bears might be interesting. You know, that's a tough division.
It is. The Bears played, I mean, even though they were bad, they at least played hard.
Yeah. But so. When you consider, you know, that he went to school up there, I mean, it's a place he's comfortable with.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're out on Cutler from all we've been told.
Everything I've seen.
How badly did I screw this thing up, John? Because it's
I don't know. Your mic doesn't turn on when we're on break.
Does it turn off?
Well, let me try. Nope, that didn't turn it off.
Yeah, so Fred has no control of his microphone.
Well, I did it.
Okay. So I have no control over my mic anymore, which is fine. I never want control over my mic. I saw that on light on there.
Unless you're going to go into a coughing fit, then you'd like to have some control.
Then I'd like to be able to push the cough button like this.
Mm.
We'll get it fixed. I'm not too worried about it. All right. Well, short show. Guess what? We're going to be out of here, off to do fun and have fun and frivolity. John, do you have to work, or are you off now?
No, I'm off at 7.
Oh, you're off at 7?
Yeah.
Good for you.
But the rest of us are...
Well, I'm always off at 7.
You don't get to leave early?
No.
You got to work the...
Yeah, I work half of the game.
I don't like that. I don't like switching over halfway through. It seems like a lot could go wrong.
Yeah. You don't want to be trusting these other guys with the second half. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for a full show. And it'll be fun. It'll be a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And we got some special guests lined up. And I've still got all this great stuff that I wanted to get to today that we didn't. So I promise you it'll be a fun, fun show. And until then, I want everybody to have a great, great night for Tuesday. And we get to go deal with the traffic you guys deal with all the time. That'll be fun. I'll tell you what else is fun. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And I'll tell you what, tickets are on sale starting at just $18. They've got $10 value Wednesdays. They're available at rodeohouston.com or axs.com/rodeohouston. And if you've never been, if you just got to Houston, this is something you need to do. It is the quintessential Houston event. And if you grew up here, you know, there's all kinds of cool things to do. And it's not just the rodeo. Obviously, the acts are a big thing, but the livestock show, the carnival, the unique food and shopping. You can take the kids or you can take a date. You don't have to take the kids. It's all great. And so many terrific acts this year. Alan Jackson, Luke Bryan, Brad Paisley, the Zac Brown Band. And how about the legendary Willie Nelson? Willie Nelson at the rodeo. Be silly to miss out on that. And a lot of new acts making their first appearance. So it's going to be a great event this year. Value Wednesdays include $10 upper level rodeo concert tickets plus values throughout NRG Park on March 8th, 15th, and 22nd. Go to rodeohouston.com for more information.